Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And I'm finding it.
Glory to God, glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. Father God, we thank you for another blessed day. Father God, this is a day that we've never seen before. Father God, this is a day that was not promised. So we ask him right now, dear Heavenly Father, that you touch every heart, that you lift every voice to share your word. Father God, we're asking right now that you move by your power, that you move by your spirit. Father God, we're asking that you cover us in the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Sanctify us in these evil days, Lord, that we may withstand. We must withstand the attempts of the enemy. So, Father God, right now we ask that you open up our eyes, open up our hearts, let us see understanding, let us be able to figure out, oh Heavenly Father, what you're doing in the spirit and move according to your will. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Y'all, this is the Holy Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And yes, you know, a lot of things are happening. And I don't think that our people are able to see the gravity of what is taking place in America today. Not only are our children being shot down in the street, not only are our young girls, our young women being kidnapped and murdered and put into sex trafficking, and we have thousands missing across the country. The most important thing that is happening to us right now is that miseducation. The effects of miseducation. And I'm going to say something that's going to shock you here. When we think about the church, when we think about the body of Christ, I have to inform you that, you know, 80% of what you're doing in the modern day church today is not scriptural. It came from the Catholic Church. It came from the Protestant Church that established their own days, established their own holy days, established their own doctrine. And because of their influence, because of the influence of countries like Britain and France and Germany and other countries during the colonial period, you know, this religion was spread across the globe, and it was spread in error. You know, a lot of you don't realize that today is the Sabbath day, that today is the day that God set aside from all other days, from Genesis to Revelation. You know, God set aside the Sabbath day to be worshiped and to be kept holy. But we are a long way away from that because we don't worship on the Sabbath day. We worship on Sunday. And a lot of people say, you know, the reason why they're worshiping on Sunday is because the apostles, they historically used to meet, on the first day. They used to meet on Sunday. And that was the apostles, what they did. They didn't neglect the Sabbath day to meet on Sunday. But what they did is they kept the Sabbath, and they also met on the first day of the week to organize the church business and do the things that they were doing in the ministry. But as Jesus Christ had commanded them, they began to have fellowship from house to house, from place to place. What Jesus Christ was doing is he was building a church. He was building a church without walls. And we are doing just the opposite. We are trying to build churches and put them inside walls. Yes, yes, we are fellowshipping from house to house. Yes, we are not failing the assembling together of ourselves. Yeah, we got to have somewhere to go. I mean, my apartment is so little room in here. We could probably only get about 12 or maybe if we packed it, 20 people in my house to have a service. And it would be very tight. So when we talk about fellowshipping from house to house, you know, this whole church thing was born out of that. This whole denominational thing was born out of that. And everybody trying to be led of the Spirit of God and be led in the area that God was leading them in. That's why we have the Baptists out there, because God, they were moved to baptize. We have the Methodists out there that were moved by the Method, saying that if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you shall be saved. They, the methodology of the Word of God. And then we got the holiness, you know, the holiness church that came out, you know, and that was because the Word of God said in that you got to be holy. You got to be holy. So then we have, you know, these ministries that were shaped after their belief. And then later on, we have, you know, the Pentecostal church, and we see that out of it was born the ministry that came along with Pentecost, you know, seeking to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And we find out that a lot of these things that we're believing, they're okay. I mean, those are levels of growth that mankind have made in the spirit. That's where we have come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where we have come to the knowledge of the Word of God. But now God is taking us into a new direction. God is preparing for his end time ministry. And in order to prepare for the end time ministry, something has to happen. Something has to happen. And this what has to happen is that Israel, the nation of Israel, which was lost, the nation of Israel, which we didn't know where it was, we didn't know who they were, we didn't know what happened to the nation of Israel. But now, in this end time ministry, it is necessity that the nation of Israel be discovered again, that the nation of Israel be recovered again, that the Word of God said that God is going to gather the nation of Israel, his chosen people, the Hebrew people, that he's going to gather them from everywhere that they had been scattered. And he's going to bring us back as one nation of people in order for the judgment of God to come. So right now, we're living in the most exciting times of our life. We're living in a time where God is getting ready to move and do things that we have never, never seen before. Now we're living in the supernatural power of God, and we're witnessing the hand of God in all of our situations right now. You know, I've talked to you many times, and I've gone over this many times with you, for those of you that follow me, you'll know that we've gone over these scriptures many times. In the book, in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, I'm going to get to Exodus in a minute. In the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 13th and 14th verse let us know that God told Abram, know for surety that your descendants were going to be taken captive. They were going to be mistreated. They're going to be enslaved for 400 years. But then that after that 400 years, God was going to redeem his people. He was going to gather them from everywhere they were scattered. He was going to bring them back. He was going to bring them back. And we have saw that happen in our lifetime. You know, in America, you know, the first slave ships, we know when they came to America. So we know that 2019 marked the end of that 400 years of sojourning here in America and of being mistreated here in America. And now we see the hand of God moving by the power of God. We see God moving and doing great things in our lives. Right now, we've had black presidents. We've had black judges. We have in the NFL and in the NBA, we have, you know, black coaches and black managers that are coming to pass. We are having great achievements in every side of life. In the Olympics, you know, we took over the Olympics and all the aerobics and all of the sports inside of the Olympics. We took over as being some of the most exciting people, most athletic people in the world. And now God has shown the whole world, you know, the evil face of America, or the two-facedness of America, how America claimed to be a land for liberty and justice for all around the world. But here in America, there is no justice. This is the most racist place on the planet, where you're discriminated against your skin color, you're discriminated against your nationality, you're discriminated against everything that sets you apart as a nation of people. Instead of being proud of those things, here in America, you know, they have brought that to your shame. They have tried to make that a shame. So now, Church of the Living God, I'm going to ask you to let's go into the book of Ezra. Last week we were in the book of Ezra, so we're going to go back into the book of Ezra, and we're going to go back to that 10th chapter in the book of Ezra. And what I'm trying to educate you about now, Black America, is what to do, what we have to do to organize our people, what we have to do to become one again. You see, the problem with Israel is this. God keeps calling you back. In Black America, you are the nation of Israel. God keeps calling you back, but God don't want you to come back. He wants you to come back as a nation of people. Okay, yes, we have to do that on an individual basis, but right now, we are a house divided against ourselves. We have churches on every corner. We might have five churches on in one block. But those five churches, they don't even fellowship with each other. They don't even associate with each other. Pass by each other on Sunday morning. Okay? When we should be worshiping on the Sabbath day, we should be all coming together on the seventh day. And then if we're going to have church on the first day, you can have church on the first day. If you want to have church on Wednesday, you can have church on Wednesday. If you want to have joy night on Friday, we're asking you to have the church doors open 24/7. We're asking you to never let the doors of the church close, that every day we need to have some kind of activity going on in the house of God. We don't need to have shelters all over the place. We got churches all over the place where you can take in the people, where you could feed the people, where you could clothe the people, where you could house the people until they get on their feet. it's time for us to be proactive about this ministry. It's time for us to stop being reactive. It's time for us to be proactive and to get out here and to make things happen for our people. We can't be looking to the government to take care of our people. It's time for us to look to Black America to take care of our people. It's time for us to create our own taxes, where we can create our own housing, where we can create our own food stamp bills and things of that sort. We can take care of ourselves. We have enough money to take care of ourselves. We don't have to depend on the government to take care of us. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, and I'm asking you to be independent. The first thing I want you to do is to get insurance. I want you to get insurance on everybody in your family. This is the key to us coming into and growing into wealth and growing into a heritage for our families. We got to start leaving wealth behind for our children to build. We're going to have to start, and if we want them to stop killing us, that's what we need to do. We get $1 million insurance policies on all these young boys out here, and I guarantee you the police won't be running around out here shooting them down knowing that they're going to be getting $1 million policy. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right. I was praying earlier for the church. You know, there's something dynamic that's happening right now. Some people call it a falling away, but I would say that it's not a falling away, whereas a lot of people are coming out of the church. I believe that is God's way of building the church. You see, when Jesus Christ came on the scene, when Yeshua came on the scene preaching the gospel, first John the Baptist came preaching the gospel saying, there's one coming after me that I'm not worthy to touch his bootstraps. He's going to teach you of all things. And he preached about the kingdom, about the new kingdom that was coming. And when Jesus Christ came preaching one message, that the kingdom of God is at hand. And John the Baptist came preaching that, look, one is coming where the kingdom of God is at hand. You know, the kingdom of God is here now. And we are still operating as individuals. We're still operating. We don't have the kingdom concept. We don't have the kingdom concept. We're not understanding what God is trying to do with us. That this is about kingdom principles. We've gotten so caught up in our churches and our denominations and our own private beliefs that we haven't believed the Bible. So what I'm asking you to do now is get back in your Bible. Get back in your Bible. And you're going to learn that 80% of the things that you're doing nowadays in the modern day church, they are not correct. You know, people don't even understand what I'm doing. They're just like, you know, where Pastor Gant at? What is he doing? Well, what you're doing in the church today, you can't find it in the Bible. I challenge you right now. I challenge you right now. Go and show me where they are worshiping on Sunday. Go and show me where they are practicing the things that you're practicing. The baptism, you know, that's about the only thing that we've been doing consistently is the baptism and the communion. And we're not even doing those as according to the Word of God. The Word of God said that as soon as that person accepts the Lord Jesus Christ, that's when we take them to the water. We don't wait for the first Sunday morning to come. We take them to the water that day. There's so many things that we are doing that is not lining up with the scriptures. I'm asking you as a church of a living God to line your church up with the Word of God. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I told you that when I'm giving you the word like this, I'm going to try to keep it, you know, within the time limit. Let's go to the book of Ezra. book of Ezra, the 10th chapter. I'm going to read the first and the third verse to you, where it says, "Now while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel." Church of a living God, that's what I'm telling you now. If you begin to pray, if you begin to pray, you begin to seek the face of God, you begin to weep before the face of God, it's going to draw the children of God. They're going to draw the children of God from every, from north, from east, from south, from west, and you're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to see the movement of the power of God. It's time for us to go back to the old-fashioned shut-in. Now, I remember how we used to do it in the Holiness Church back in the day, when we used to sit down and used to call it tarrying. We used to tarry until the Holy Spirit came, and we used to pray until the Holy Spirit fell down. We used to go inside the living room and join hands, and we used to pray until the power of God came down. There wasn't no big church services. There wasn't no fancy choirs. There wasn't no fancy music. It was nothing but us one-on-one with God until the Holy Spirit fell down. Look, it's Church of the Living God. It's time for us to go back to the old landmark. It's time for us to go back to the old way of how we did things. It's time for us to turn ourselves around, Church of the Living God. It's time for us to seek the face of God and know who our Savior is. Because a lot of you are so caught up into this rigmarole, caught up into this denominationalism, and you're caught up into this modern-day church nonsense, that you miss the presence of God. And all the problems that we're facing now were created not by God, but they were created by man. You know, we created these situations. We created these religions. We created these things because of our own liking, because of our own will. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gann coming to you live. And I pray that you're not offended by what I'm saying, because if you analyze your bylaws, if you analyze the doctrine that's being taught in your church right now, you're going to find out that the majority of it was man-made, not Bible made. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gann coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right, let's get in the book of Ezra, 10th chapter. And it says, again, "Now while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel." Church, pastor, if you want to see, you want to grow your church, you lay before the Lord. If you want to grow your church, pray it out first before you bear it out. All right? "For the people wept very bitterly." Right now, if you look around Atlanta right now, the people are suffering. This gun violence, this what they call it, this new drug they got out there that's tearing up the place. So many things that are happening right now, and we need a revival. We need the Spirit of God to fall back down afresh upon Atlanta right now, because everything starts at Atlanta. If the revival starts here, you know, if we look back at the Civil War, we look back at the Revolutionary War, we look back at the Civil Rights battles, everything happened in America. It starts in Atlanta. When it comes to you know, human rights, when it comes to civil rights, when it comes to freedom, when it comes to independence, Atlanta has been burned down to the ground because of the struggle in the fight for freedom. Okay, we've seen so many things happen in Watts, in these cities, in Chicago, in different places where we've seen cities burnt down, you know, for this fight for freedom. But Atlanta remains to be like the pivotal part. You know, before anything can happen in America, it has to happen in Atlanta first, especially when it comes to civil rights. And we know that civil rights, that Atlanta was the hub for civil rights back in the day. And mostly everything started from here. Even this Stop the Violence and Incarceration campaign started from here. You know, I was up in Kansas. I was living down in Florida. I had been living in Alabama for some time. And, but God chose to start this Stop the Violence and Incarceration movement here in Atlanta. And as soon as it started here in Atlanta, people came from all over the nation. And then we saw the outpouring of the Spirit of God. We saw the power of God. We saw the manifest flow of the Spirit of God. And this Stop the Violence movement moved across the country. God did that. God established that. And so now we're at the pivotal point in our lives right now. We're at a pivotal point in our time when we must organize as a people. Okay, we have to come together as one nation of people. Now, understand what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what church you go to. Doesn't matter what your religion is, Black America. I want you to look beyond your religion. I want you to look beyond what you were, your education. I want us all, your status as far as wealth is concerned. I want you to look beyond all of that. I need all of us to come together as one nation of people. Let that sink in. I want you to come together as one nation of people where we are organized like the Jewish nation, like the Jews. They no matter where they go around the world, they are still Jews, and they are all together. Why isn't that, you know, us, Black Americans, the Blacks in Haiti, the Blacks in Jamaica, imagine how much power and economic power we would have if we all came together. No matter where we are stationed in the world, we maintain our dignity as one nation of people. This is what we have to do. We have to come back together as one nation of people. We have to create our own welfare system. We have to create our own housing system. We have enough income. We have enough money to take care of our own people. We can create our own hospitals, build our own grocery stores where we can support people in these so-called food deserts that they have built for us. They want to keep us down. They want to kill us by the very food that we eat. So I'm asking you to grow your own food. I've been preaching to you for a long time that we have to break away from the system that's out here now. Why? Because they are killing us. You are literally eating yourself to death. They are using these everything to enact against upon our DNA. Even the vaccines and the medicines that they're making in the hospital, they are targeting our DNA. So what I'm asking you to do right now is to go back to the old landmark. We're going to go back to how grandmama and them did it, how they went out in the yard and grabbed the fruit roots and grabbed the fruit things and came back inside and boiled them, put them inside of a tea, and the whole family was well. I don't remember going to the hospital as a little child unless I had an accident. When I got hit on my mini bike, you know, I had to go into the doctor. But as far as going into the doctor for health issues and things of that sort, we didn't have those issues. Y'all remember those days when we had to take the car little ball and we had to line up. We had to line up and take the car little ball. You know, we didn't see sickness as they see sickness today. So what I'm asking you to do right now is to seek out the old path. We're going to have to go back to the old ways. But I'm going to walk you through it. We're going to walk through it step by step, and we're going to organize ourselves as one nation of people. All right, let's go into the third verse of Ezra. All right. First thing we need to do, men, women of God, we need to start praying. We need to start serious prayer. We need to start praying, confession, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, before God. 24/7, we need to lay up prayer before God to see the hand of God move, to see the people move. All right. Let's go down to the third verse where it says, now therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born of them according to the advice of my master and of those who tremble at the commandments of our God, and let it be done according to the law. You see, the children of God has done the same thing that we have done here in America. We have gotten so far away from the traditions of God. We have gotten so far away from the commandments of God. We have adopted our own commandments. We have made up our own religion. And it is contrary to the words of God. That's why the children of Israel were put in captivity. That's why they were put into slavery. That's why they went through these things, because they forgot the one and only God who had brought them through. Now it's time for us to return not just as a church body, but to return as a nation of people. It's time for us to come together as one nation. No matter where you're from, Jamaica, Costa Rica, Africa, America, you know, South or Central America, all of us as a nation of black people have to come together as one nation of people. And once we do that, you're going to find out that we are the strongest economic power on the face of the earth. That's the one thing they don't want us to do. They don't want us to come together. Because once we come together and we realize the power and the strength that we have, it's game over. It's game over. They don't understand how we are living in such hard times and all that. When our money, the money of black America, fuels the whole world. It fuels the economy in America. It fuels the economy in Central America. It fuels the economy in South America. It fuels the economy in China. It fuels the economy in Japan. All of these items that are made, you know, that's our hard-earned money that is spent on most of those items. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I'm covering a whole lot, and we're in the 10th chapter of the book of Ezra. Well, I was just reading to you in the third verse where it says, therefore, let us make a covenant with our God. It's time for us, you know, God made a covenant with us that if he would be our God, then we would be his people, and he would protect us, and he would exalt us, and he would lift us up, and we would be the head and not the tail. You know, we would lend to and not borrow. We would be the leader of the known world, showing them how to worship our God, showing them how to be a nation before God. But we have a problem keeping the commandments of God. We have given ourselves in to the fornication, to the adultery, to the witchcraft, foolishness of our enemies, that we have given in to the, what they say, the white man's ways. Well, most of the people that I know, you know, they are decent and moral people, and they're trying to do the best thing they can to find their way into the kingdom of God. So we can't say that about all people, just like we can't say all black people are wicked or evil or gangsters or thugs. No, everybody's not that way. Everybody's not KKK and not Klansmen. But we got to realize that those of us that standing together, we have to stand together. And right now, my call is to Black America. Once the children of Israel get themselves together, then that's going to bless the rest of the world. Once you come together as the nation of Israel, once you come together as God's chosen people, then that's going to be a blessing to the rest of the world. All right, y'all, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm going to actually be going to the book of Ezra, the 10th chapter. I'm going to actually be read that in its entirety. And let us come together as one people. And it's time for us to realize that we are in a covenant with God. And if you break that covenant with God, it's going to have severe consequences. This is why we are going through the things that we are going through. This is why the church is hurting the way it's hurting today, because we have broken the covenant with God. All right, this is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. This is the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Peace and blessings.